It's the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with hosts Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred. I'm your announcer, Zach Caton, and we're coming to you live, on tape, from the fabulous recording studio at the Visit Salt Lake Media Center. Our guest today is the best producer in radio, Katie Solo, or as she is also known, Katie for short. Katie is a U of U alumna and is a podcast host slash producer for Horror, Cats, and Witch Hats. She's also the best producer the Radio from Hell show starring Carrie, Bill, and Gina has ever had. Katie loves live EDM shows, dinosaurs, and mostly she loves radio. What does it take to produce a top-rated morning show, and which member of the Radio from Hell cast is hardest to work with? Katie spills the beans next.
And now producing the Radio from Hell show, which one of the three members of the Radio from Hell show is your favorite? Which one? Which, Katie?
That's really f***ing rude,
which,
Bill.
Which one, Carrie, Bill, or Gina is your very...
And now here are your hosts, Jimmy and Bill.
All right, we're going to do it live, as Bill O'Reilly once said.
We were talking about that earlier.
Okay. Okay, that was Zach. Zach, thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Mr. Kitten.
No.
Kitten.
Zach Caton. That's our fine announcer.
Yes.
He says it at the end of the show. I'm Zach Caton.
Zach Caton.
I love the way he talks.
The way?
Let's begin the... Now, our guest is Katie. Katie for short, as I call her.
Yeah.
Because she started...
Katie Solo.
Solo.
Legally, yes. Actually, it's really exciting.
Katie Jones, now Soto.
So I don't know if people know why. She is the producer of the Radio from Hell show currently.
I am.
But we call her... I think I started it.
You did.
Katie for short, because I said, what's your name? And she said, Katie.
It was my intern interview back in 2017.
And I said, Katie.
So I said it was Caitlin, and I was like, but you can call me Katie for short, because at the time in college, I was like, Katie.
And I said, okay, Katie for short.
Katie for short, that's the whole thing. And I was like, okay.
My name is Caitlin, but you can call me Katie for short. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, you're Katie for short.
And I've stuck with it. It's my Twitter handle. It's
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's
so. We're going to get to know Katie in a way that you maybe never have gotten to know her before if you're a fan of the Radio from Hell show.
That's true.
But before we do that, let's start with Jimmy. Let's start with this. Whatever this is here.
This is fun. This is called King's Ginger. And we'll show it on that. But King's Ginger is a liqueur. It's a Scotch-based liqueur that has ginger and various herbs infused in it. Some might say, ooh, isn't that like Drambuie? But Drambuie is more honeycomb and things like that. Rudd Brothers, let me read you this.
And you selected this ginger because Katie...
is a ginger.
No. Gingers just love ginger.
Gingers love ginger,
whether it's ginger people or ginger the root.
Ginger beer.
So yeah, this is an English liqueur by Barry Brothers and Rudd, which is a family-run British wine and spirits merchant, founded in 1698. Mm. Whenever I go to London or I'm in Edinburgh, I always like to go to the Barry Brothers and Rudd stores, because you just find things that they're producing for the royal family, such as this was in 1910. This was created. And this liqueur is 82 proof, so it's about 40% alcohol by volume, composed of natural-based grain, spirit, ginger, lemon, oil, single malt scotch, and sugar.
Ooh.
So I raise you a glass of King's Ginger.
And can you get this in the liquor store here?
No. It was hard to find in the States. It was only available, I searched it down in Massachusetts at this little tiny little shop. And I sent my father-in-law there. Thanks, Dennis. I sent him there to go buy it, and then he bootlegged it over here.
That is amazing. Mm. Put a little bit of ice in this. Put just one ice circle.
Oh, yeah, it should be a little cooler.
That's tasty. Actually.
Well, that lemon comes through, too.
Yeah.
It's so... Well, and I love lemon, so this is...
This is very tasty.
This is wonderful.
You know, those royals, had, you know, they knew what
they get some good stuff.
They get
Now let's get to Katie, shall we?
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
Our other favorite ginger.
Yes.
Queen Ginger.
I'm going to read this.
It was Kiss of Ginger the other day. National Kiss of Ginger Day.
That's right. I'm going to read this little bio. Katie is a radio producer for Radio From Hell, Broadway Media, and podcast host as well. She's a producer for Horror Cats and Horror Cats and Witch Hats.
Correct.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
She does this show with her sister, Izzy, you just talk about horror movies.
Yeah, so this is my lifelong best friend. I've known her my entire life. Our families have been together for probably over 100 years.
You're not that old.
Well, so our grandmothers our grandmothers were best friends. Our moms, our dads, our older brothers, and us, we've
wow.
It's been perfect. She's 2 years older than I am, and we've always been together. We always traveled together.
So what is this podcast?
So
what do
we
you do?
Review horror movies and go into depth and go into black holes about theories about horror movies. Mm. We've done the Scream series. We actually just released the first half of Sweeney Todd that we're finishing up.
So what's
nice.
Now I can't think of the name of the horror movie that I mentioned on the show the other day, that experimental horror movie.
Oh, you were talking about, it is on
you can find it on YouTube.
It
apparently.
Is the weirdest.
It's on Shudder.
Yeah, it's the most interesting thing. It has almost no sound, but like whispers. It's filmed in old time.
I can't think of the name You've seen it though?
Dawson, look it up. Yes, I have.
You have seen it.
Dawson, look it up.
God. Come on, producer. Damn it. Come on.
Let's go, Dawson.
Give me a second.
I always have these answers for them.
Yeah.
I know how to do this job.
My kid.
I'm trying.
My kid showed it. Yeah. Normally it would be me yelling at Katie. Katie, look that up.
Is it? I think it starts with an S.
I don't remember.
Anyways, Dawson, if you can find it, it's
all right.
Super weird. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Anyway, so you do that.
Yeah.
In 2022, Katie married Andy, and they both changed their last names to Solo because legally you've done this.
No, yeah, legally. I actually just went to Social Security to get my new card. So my last name was Jones, which there are so many Joneses in the world. I went to England and Ireland, Scotland and Wales, and we went to old grave sites, and every other headstone was Jones.
Now, Katie, but people are not trying to keep up with the Solos. People are always trying to keep up with the Joneses.
My brother stole the print that I wanted of that. You know, I'll always be a Jones at heart, but my husband looked at me one day, and he's like, he's like, we should just change our last names to Solo.
And I thought, Andy's last name?
Widener.
Widener.
Yeah, and we weren't going to continue the family line. We don't want children and stuff, and so we decided to kind of just start something on our own for fun. And I agreed to Solo because I love Star Wars as much as he does, and now it is only Solo.
Oh, Hans Solo.
Correct.
Hans. Yeah. Are you of the Hans Solo?
I'm distantly related now. I don't think that counts. But
no, it doesn't. Let's see now. It says Katie started working in college radio at KU up at the University of Utah, graduated with a BA in communication, started as an intern, X96, in 2017, where she got the nickname Katie for short.
Yeah, I annoyed the shit out of Richie until he let me be an intern.
And you weren't getting paid. Were we paying interns?
The very minimum.
When we first started having interns on our show.
You didn't have to pay them.
No, you didn't have to pay them. And then somewhere, somebody along the line fucked that up. And now we have to pay them, and I can't ask them to get me coffee.
I mean, you could. I'm sure they would still do it.
I know
got you food, for God's sakes.
If I asked Dawson, if I pathetically said, I'm really busy, would you mind grabbing me a cup of coffee?
Sure.
He'd go,
thank you.
Well, sure, it'd be okay.
Who's the Because
if Dawson said to me, Bill, I'm really terribly busy right now. Could you grab me a cup of coffee? And I'd say, fuck off.
I mean, I used to go to the Market Street or whatever it was across the street to get everybody food when I was an intern.
Oh, yeah.
So
let's see. So then Katie became the producer of the show, and she's just been doing a bang-up job.
Let's see.
You started doing that in
2019. And April 8th was the official day. I don't know why dates stick in my head so
well,
but
nice.
They do. April 8th. I also got in a car accident on April 1st, so that also.
No fooling.
Katie's hobbies and interests are just multitudes of different things. Festivals, live shows, EDM, making music, dinosaurs, adventures and being outdoors with her animals, horror movies, soccer, golf, beer, friends, and much more.
My Lord.
As I was saying to you before the show, this podcast began, you're kind of a combination, a weird combination of very odd things.
Thanks.
And very traditional, kind of down-to-earth, just down-to-earth things.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of ADHD and things like that, but I don't know. I'm very all over the place with certain things.
Who's your dealer with ADHD? Yeah. I'm looking
for where can I get some good ADHD? You know, it's interesting. Katie is an extreme. You wouldn't think, at being into all of this kind of stuff, that she would also be the sort of person who's extremely organized, almost over-organized,
I would say. To-do sheets that I write out personally every single day, an entire book that's just every single day's calendar, so I can keep on track with everybody's segments, including ours. I can schedule out for months in advance if I can have the written
out book. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's all hand done, but it also really helps. I think it's a sensory thing for me.
I find that too. Actually, I used to try and do, I've mostly just kept handwritten schedules and journals for years and years. But I thought, God, I'm wasting all this fucking paper. And,
I
went online and tried to do all that stuff online.
How'd that work out for you?
It just doesn't work as well. It's not as tactile. It's not as.
You need that pencil to paper feel, I think.
I like the physical form of it for sure.
So, as producer of the radio for From Hell show, I can tell that you like doing it.
It's a dream come true.
You really like it when you get on the air.
It's really fun. I love being able to cover for you guys. I honestly, for the years that I got to run the board during COVID while you guys worked from home, were some of my favorite days, just because it is my absolute dream to run the board and to do that kind of stuff.
Well, it was because all you guys were at home and it was just her and I with all the booze.
Exactly. I got to take it all home consistently. It was the best thing in the world.
You still do, usually.
I do. That's true. I get offered the booze all the time and my husband keeps going, where are you getting this? And I say it's my bonus.
I got a guy.
So when Jimmy comes in and does a segment, generally he'll leave whatever bottle it is behind.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, we'll all say, Katie, why don't you take that?
I ask them what they want to do with it, and I just make sure that I give them the option to take it if they want, and then if they don't, then I take it home and I drink it for D&D on the weekend.
Every once in a while, if it's gin, I'll say, no, that's mine.
I don't take the gin. I give the gin to everybody. I'm not a fan of gin.
Did you listen to Radio From Hell growing up?
Yeah. So.
And you still wanted to work with us?
Well, fun,
these guys.
Fun fact, I really wanted to be a veterinarian, and then I realized I could never put animals down nor do the science. And I listened to you guys when I was growing up, and I remember telling my mom, and she talks about this, that someday I wanted to be like you guys, and I wanted to do what you do and be on the radio. And I've always, I don't know why, I've always loved radio in general. So when I got the option to get Richie's contact, I jumped.
Richie was our former producer.
Yeah. I served him in a restaurant one time with him and his fiance at the time, and I did all non-alcoholic teas. Yeah. I steeped it to pair with it. Mm-hmm. They didn't drink any of it.
I'm sure.
Richie, if you're listening, you should have had somebody.
But I annoyed the shit out of him. Email after email, because he was terrible at getting back to you. And so my parents taught me the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So I annoyed him until he replied and said, you can intern. And then I just weaseled my way into promotions and happened to fall in the right place at the right time with you guys going, hey, can you cover? And then one day it went, you're producing on Monday.
Oh.
And I went, oh, fuck.
Yeah, now what?
Yeah, we won't go into it, but we had a crisis and we needed a producer right away.
Yep.
And we wanted to hire a producer from within.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who knew and loved the show. Mm-hmm. And there were several people who worked for us who really thought they wanted to be the producer of the show.
Mm-hmm. I was interim producer at the time and they were like, just apply for this. And I was planning on moving out of state at the time. I was going to move to Colorado that August.
We're from Grand Junction, right?
I'm from Grand. Yeah. So Grand Junction is home to me. Ooh, sorry. And then we were planning on moving to Longmont, which is over kind of next to Fort Collins. Mm. And they were like, we want you to apply really bad. And I was like, okay, let's see where this goes.
It took
4 months.
It was touch and go.
It took four months. And I
really considered everybody really hard. I mean, I forget who, I remember it was you and Crystal, and I forget
me,
who else.
Crystal, I want to say Chunga was trying to come back.
I don't remember.
No, that would never have happened.
That's fair. I don't remember who it was.
I can't remember who else, but I
know
you
it was
and Crystal,
Crystal,
both gingers.
Yeah. I love Crystal. Crystal Nichols is amazing. She's a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is. So Wib and you got it. I have not been sorry for that since from day one.
Well, that's really good to hear. That makes me feel so much
better. Choice.
There's got to be a cheer.
Well, God damn it!
You weren't. I mean, I'll just be honest.
I mean, that's fair. No, that's fair.
I was kind of leaning toward somebody else. I won't say who. It's the only one I remember, the one we just mentioned. I was kind of leaning to it, but as we talked about it, and Carrie and Gina and I said, you know, you're right. I agree. Hmm. I agree.
To good choices.
Well, thank you.
Or choices that work out well.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting that
Sláinte, as I like to say.
We do that. I think we do that pretty well. Our show does that quite well. The staff of our show, the three of us that host the Radio from Hell show, and Todd, and you know, we always discuss things and listen to each other's arguments and we come up to it with a decision. I never regret the decision, even if I don't agree with them for a while. I don't really regret the decisions we end up making.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I think we work well together.
So you're producing a radio show. I'm going to throw a question in here.
Sure.
You're producing a radio show. Successful.
You're the co-host, Jimmy. You can ask a question.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just the highlight reel.
No.
You're not just here to be.
No, you're not.
Comedy relief.
You're not just here to be a pretty face.
There you go. The Vanna White. You're producing a show, that radio show that you love, that like your dream job. Is radio going to be the medium? Do you ever see TV or movie or shorts? Like, what is in that field? What's that spectrum?
Radio has always been my main focus. As soon as I got into college, I went to the radio stations. When I viewed colleges, I went around to different ones in different states. And the first thing I wanted to do was go see their radio stations. It was always something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be a journalist for a long time and just kind of be that investigative journalist and stuff like that. But I realized my biggest pull was to radio because I found it really fun to be able to share my opinions on air and share music. And so I plan to stay in radio for the most part. I'd like to. I've been in a commercial for The Advocates and stuff like that. So I mean, I'm happy to do those kinds of things and I think it'd be fun, but I like radio.
Give people an idea of what you do every day just to produce the most important radio broadcast that has ever been on the air.
So the night before the show, I set up all of our sponsors and the ad libs that we do for in our schedule. I have a whole rundown and schedule with hours or the segments, the times, what's going to run with songs, news, whatever, that I set every day. And then I distribute all the ad libs. We get the show going with the live stream that we do on YouTube every day. I have the interns come in. We start that up. We get it posted on our webpage.
Thanks, Dawson.
And Macy. Thank you, Macy.
She brings out the bludgeon, and I do it.
She's not here, or I would have said thanks.
I mean, that's fair. But and then as the show goes, we edit through all the live pieces. We put together the podcast slowly as I edit out weather and traffic and
pre-edits.
Yeah.
Is being edited for podcast as the show is going on.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So each segment that's done when we go to break.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, each segment when we go to break, post, I pull it all down and I edit it during the breaks as fast as I can, which gives me 3 to 4 minutes if we have songs, about 8 minutes, and that gives me a chance to get all that pulled down really fast and try and piece it really quickly so the interns have less edit time.
We appreciate that.
It's funny when the show's going on, that's almost your, I don't want to say it's your downtime, but it's in the between the breaks that you're like rifling, you're always on the phone, you're doing something, you're petting a dog, you're like your legs up, doing
Vax is, normally Dawson and Macy are playing with the dog. Normally during the show, if we're taking calls, I get the calls on, I screen the calls. If I got to get a web post made before a segment, I get that up and going.
Any crazy calls? Anybody like just calls and starts swearing? Like, what's the most odd call? You got a well-behaved cast in the morning.
We have some pretty nice
listeners.
People. Most people are pretty understanding, and I do have a whole. It's like it's scripted in my head, but it's make sure you listen through your phone. Make sure you listen through your phone, not the radio. Don't swear. I'm gonna put you on hold, and they'll bring you on as soon as they can.
She said that to me once. Don't swear. I'm like,
I say it to
everybody. I never thought I was gonna. Now all I want to do.
I say that to everybody because there are times where, I mean, even Dr. Cobble has slipped up.
Yes.
And so,
really?
And so you have to press the big red button. And I remember always being ready with the big red button.
What's interesting about that to me is that you just said was, though, I love that. I'm going to put you on hold, and they'll come to you as soon as they can.
Yeah.
Do you ever check in with them if they've been on hold for a while?
And yeah.
Say,
so like if we're going
in there,
if we're going on to commercial break and they've been on hold for a second, and then I'll pull them up and I'll be like, hey, we're going into commercial break. Stay on the hold. We'll bring you on as soon as we get back.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know if this is interesting to people in general. This
is riveting.
For those that want to be in radio, which at least I've found two people that are willing
to
do this. Yeah, this is.
So I'm going to ask you a question that will put you on kind of on the spot.
Okay.
As you listen to the Radio from Hell show growing up and now producing the Radio from Hell show, which one of the three members of the Radio from Hell show is your favorite? Which one? Which Katie,
that's really fucking
Katie,
rude,
which,
Bill.
which one, Carrie, Bill, or Gina, is your very?
Each of you, no. So each
qualities.
Of no, really, each of you actually
interns.
Have your qualities
I'm
that
just
I.
Kidding.
Yeah, the interns are my favorite. They help me out the fucking most. No, each of you have your qualities that I've loved. I think I probably look up to Carrie most, just because
seatbelt them in.
Okay.
But running the board
running
is something
board.
Huge that I've always wanted to do, and I love doing. I don't know why,
Carrie
but
does
I love
that exceptionally well.
I love the knobs and the toggles. I like to think that I got pretty good at it during COVID. I did it for almost three years.
You ran the board a couple of weeks ago on a Friday.
Yeah, I cover
seamless.
For Bill. I cover for Carrie all the time. When
you
I can.
You keep thinking Carrie, but Bill is the
see
name
how that
on your
slipped
lips.
In?
I love
see how that little Freudian slipped
I
there.
Love Bill. Bill has always had my back. He is such a huge supporter, even if I wasn't your first choice as producer.
I should never have admitted that.
So
hey, Bill, I'll get
that's
you coffee.
There.
No, it wasn't but you weren't my first choice. It's just not the, you know.
I wasn't your first choice. It's cool. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Mistakes were made. Sorry.
I'm not going to take it to heart, but each of them have had, I mean, each of you I've looked up to in certain reasons. Gina for being the only female on the show.
And the sweetest. I mean, she you know, so of the three of us, Gina's my favorite because she can take a punch. I mean,
she's such a badass.
My God.
That woman, she's also the most innocent fucking person I think I've ever met in my entire life.
I can throw anything at her. And
she's got the best shield.
Yeah.
It'll bounce off.
I made her cry one time, and that made me feel really bad.
Oh, I bet. I can't imagine.
I don't even remember what it was, but
I think you've made everybody cry at least once.
Only once?
For me, actually, yeah. So far, only once. So there.
You've even yelled at me on air. I yelled at you on air.
Yeah, we had a confrontation about technology. I have a best of recording of it.
Really?
Fantastic.
I record best ofs all the time, Bill. Everything that we do.
But tell me, why did I yell at you on
it? It was a technological something. I don't exactly remember the details, but it's called Bill's issue with Katie's technology, I think. Something of that sort.
I'd love to hear it.
I can look it up tomorrow.
Yell at you, or did I just put on my stern voice?
I think it was your stern voice.
I just put on my stern
voice. You have
voice.
Yelled at me Katie. Once, but that was Katie. Forever ago. I can't think of the last time that you actually got mad at
Bill's
me.
Bill's gotten a little softer over the years, actually.
I think COVID made him soft.
Okay.
What?
I'm just fuck
both of you. let's move off of the Radio from Hell show because it's getting way too uncomfortable for me.
Uh-huh, okay.
These are questions I think that Dawson wrote down.
Yeah.
All right.
Why can I
let's,
get
Let's see
get
how
a
he
raise.
Does my job. I love this. This
Best
is such an interesting
advice you would give
site.
To anybody who wants to work in radio.
For those that want to work in radio, be persistent and don't be afraid to take air checks and hold on to the ones that you think are great or interesting. I used to write things down for Richie, the old producer. I used to write stuff for his blogs and things, and I would save them in a document of my own to have references to continue on in the radio industry. Intern, start fucking interning. I know it's not good pay, but it gets you in the door. I have had so many interns that start with me, and then I'm like, hey, do you want to go into promotions, which is where you're doing remotes. I used to do build outs for our concerts and stuff, so I'd build a stage. And you can weasel your way in there, just like I did.
So be
persistent.
But please don't hang on to air checks where Bill yells at you.
Too late.
Best advice, worst experience ever working a concert.
I know this one.
What do you got?
What do you think?
Give her
Steve Aoki cake.
Oh, fucking Steve Aoki cake. God fucking
what?
Damn it!
Okay.
Okay, so Steve Aoki, it was the Salt City Live shows, right?
Guitarist.
So he's an EDM DJ. And he does
this
thing.
Is that a drug, EDM? Or is that a type of
music? Electronic dance music.
Yeah. Oh my God, sorry.
My Gen X is coming out.
If you need a boner, you take EDM.
I'm a big raver. I go to all the festivals. I go to the raves. I go to all the dubstep stuff. I like the heavier dubstep, which is a subgenre of EDM. Anyways, Steve
Aoki, I thought, he's a guitarist, right?
It's just punk rock, new wave, rock and roll.
But he does this thing where he likes to throw cakes into the crowd and throw cake.
Okay.
Like actual like sheet cakes.
Oh, you've told, I remember you talking about this.
This fucking time, this dude comes out with 11 goddamn cakes. 11 fucking sheet cakes from Costco, the big ones. And he's throwing them out to the crowd.
Where was this?
This is at the Galliman Center.
Jeez.
And
clean up aisle four.
And again, I was working. These were 22-hour days. I mean, we were working from sunup to sundown. And so when everybody left, I got put in charge of washing the fucking barricades with all of this cake smashed into it, and all I had was a hose with freezing cold water.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Katie does not speak this way normally.
No.
I'm actually a very big sailor. Dawson can attest for this. I swear all the time, but I'm very good when it comes to my job.
What's your best experience at a concert?
I got engaged at my favorite music festival in the world, and we got married. We tied a horsehair in a knot and drank dinosaur blood at Lost Lands.
Lost Lands is a big EDM.
My favorite music festival, the dinosaur festival I tell you about that
every year. Where is it? Iowa?
It's in Thornville, Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
A tiny little town in Thornville, Ohio, and it has life-size dinosaurs and heavy dubstep and EDM music.
And now let me ask you about this. And I think I've kidded you about this on the air occasionally. These Lost Lands and other EDM festivals like this.
You're gonna
bring
up the drugs, huh?
Yeah.
I fucking knew it.
So everybody does drugs at these things.
No, not everybody. A lot of there's a lot of sober ravers and stuff like that. But you can, a lot of people do drugs. Yes, that's honest. A lot of people do the drugs. If you do, there's this really cool pop-up tent that comes every single year.
I have a church that you might be interested in.
I'm going to say no to that. Organized religion is not my thing.
We just interviewed Steve.
Oh, the mushrooms.
Yeah.
Look at this. I would microdose on mushrooms any day. Sure. I think that would help my ADHD so fucking much.
We got it.
You're probably right.
Yeah. But there is a cool like testing pop-up where you can take your drugs and get them tested, make sure there's not any like fentanyl or anything, and then if it and then if it's clean, they'll give it back to you.
Those are the good drugs.
Yeah, those are the good drugs. Mm-hmm. But then there's a lot of people that are just stoners, those that just want to drink. It's anybody and everybody goes. I want to be that 75-year-old raver that still goes to festivals. Like, that's my plan in the future, so.
We all have our goals.
Yeah, exactly. Bucket list right there.
It would seem to me, too, that, you're pretty straight arrow for the most part. I mean, you drink and, you know. Being caught up in the whole atmosphere of that thing, mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'd need to do drugs.
The ambiance and it's so wonderful, it's so beautiful, and the experience itself, the stage is massive. If you love the music, the people are pretty great, and you actually have a fair amount of space. I do get VIP every year because the bathrooms are fucking worth it. The bathrooms themselves have actual flushes.
You buy the VIP tickets.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little more expensive, but it's totally worth it.
I get to go to the clean toilet.
Yeah.
Those are the ones on a little
trailer. They provide tampons and pads.
Nice.
And they also have
then I'm buying it.
They have locking doors and flushing.
Yeah.
It flushes.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
And they're air conditioned. Or heated, depending on what you
need. They're the countertop ones with the sink and you got the stuff.
It's in the trailer.
I know.
They're great. I love those.
I got you.
Jimmy, are you going to have a splishy splash of news here with
us? I sure am.
While you're getting that ready, let me just ask Katie about your tattoos. You can't probably catalog all of them at this point. Or can you?
Most of them, actually. So I have Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett portraits on my feet. Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett portraits on my feet.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's full color and everything. I got pictures I can show you later. I have a cat on a moon on this ankle. I have a mushroom a frog on a mushroom on this ankle that matches with one of my absolute best friends, who I call my twin. His name is Corey, and my husband. We all have matching tattoos. Mm. I have a beautiful wrap around my leg that just has a mandala that goes down my calf.
Mm-hmm.
I have 13 and 31 tattooed on my hips.
13 and 31.
They are my lucky numbers.
Okay.
Always have been. Lucky numbers are great. I have both my collarbones done. This one says "We're all we need" with a matching tattoo with my old best friend Marley. This one is a moon, and then it says "My shining moon's keeping me alive and well," which is for Corey, who do you remember 2020 when I came back from my birthday and I was super traumatized and sad? He went down with a seizure in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
So, and I was the one that was there through the whole thing, keeping him alive, basically. So
resuscitation.
That's what he said to me after after everything. So, and it was on my actual birthday itself, which made it harder. Aww. So my birthday is always a little rough. It's a bittersweet kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there's that collarbones. I have Ghostface, a pumpkin, Michael Myers Thorn. I have Freddy Krueger right here with his actual signature. I have Michael Myers on the back with a knife.
With his actual signature, because Freddy Krueger is a real person.
It's Robert Englund's signature. He signs tattoos for free. I walked up to him, I met him really quickly, and he signed my skin, and then I went and got it tattooed that night.
So they were able to just literally...
Just right over the Sharpie, just tattooed on it.
Wow.
I have my Triceratops, which will soon be another full sleeve in the same fashion.
I like that. It's kind of a crazy sketchy.
And then it looks like the mountains in the back, which is kind of a tribute to Utah.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth there.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think the next one I want to do is probably my Dilophosaurus.
How about faces? Face tattoos ever?
No, I don't.
Good.
I have behind my neck tattooed, and I have my finger tattooed.
Yeah.
My raptor claw. I mainly got this because when I was covering back in 2020, and I had my laptop set up as my webcam for our thing, I would sit there and tap my finger. And so I did. I got that tattooed on my finger. Like, so when I would tap it, it was like a raptor. Fun fucking fact.
I feel like a wuss. I got an eagle on my thigh.
I also have my spinal tattoo. You have an eagle on your thigh?
I do. It was going like this, and it was such a cool scene.
There's
a guy,
pants.
A fly fisherman in the stream, but in a fish flying, it just hurts so much.
Oh, so you're going to have a whole tableau.
I just got one.
I do have my spinal tattoo that I got for my wedding, which is the moons, the moon phases.
Mm.
And in the mandala, I actually have the moon phases as well. I have a lot of moons. I like moons, guys.
Are you gonna ever?
I have matching sun too from my moon.
You ever gonna stop?
No, I love tattoos. I love my tattoos. They're an expression of who I am. I have a pumpkin right here. That's actually my newest one. I have a old school pumpkin that kind of looks like the old school Disney.
Jack and Lantern.
Yeah. That looks like an old school Disney cartoon kind of thing, like the dancing skeletons.
You are just a walking, talking story.
Look, I was like your son. I worked at the haunted house for years. Halloween's my shit. Until I die.
All right, Jimmy, splishy splash of news.
All right. Wow. Oof.
She's a lot, isn't she?
Yeah, I got my eagle tattoo for independence. It was kind of a sign of freedom.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm over it. It's fine.
I have Jimmy's Buddha. Free.
A lot of 50-minute hour sessions. Okay, here we go. A little splash of news here. New York Times explores. Okay. Plating trends. I'm a big food and beverage guy. Plating trends in recent...
No, wait. Plating. You don't mean like chrome
food
plating.
Like decoration?
Like the art of arranging food.
It's a huge deal. I watch a lot of cooking shows, mainly Gordon Ramsay's shit.
Yeah?
And it's a big deal to plate stuff nicely, so...
The latest fashions, fads, and follies. This is a recent article. At the restaurant Islis in Brooklyn, your smoked tomato and clam dashi arrives in a giant clamshell sealed with beeswax and roped shut. Or at Knack's in the East Village, bites of beef tartare on crisped beef fat are ferried to your table on a cow horn.
Oh my God.
The post-plate era of fine dining is in full swing. Chefs at influential restaurants around the world are sending out food on services like a pink silicone tongue, a bird's nest, a gilded picture frame, and an egg-shaped porcelain pedestal.
I would say if the food is worth eating and stands up to things, don't do that.
You don't have to.
No,
it's like you're distracted, like, look at me, and then you do the thing.
It's a lot of work.
So the classic plating technique that I grew up with in the hospitality industry is the French tradition of it's the o'clock rule. Like your plate is like a clock, right? So you place the protein and sauce at 6 o'clock, vegetables at 2, and starch at 10, all on a spotless white porcelain plate.
Hey, if they don't touch, I'm happy as shit.
Let me ask you this. Where do you stand? When I have dinner just at home, I have my plate of food. And if we're having salad, I like to have my salad in a bowl.
Okay.
My wife and she's my kids kind of follow along with this. They put everything on the same plate. They put the data and the salad on the same plate.
So in my family, it's interesting because I grew up with having salad after dinner in the same pasta bowl. So you'd have a little red sauce in there, but it didn't matter.
Sure.
Because you hit the olive oil and the balsamic, and then you toss everything together so there'd be a little tomato in there. And that would help in the digestion, having your greens after dinner. Mm-hmm. My kids and my wife, they all do it. They have their greens before and or during in a separate bowl.
In a separate bowl, though.
For Christmas, I got a plate that has separate sections. So nothing touches.
So you're like a fifth grader in school.
I don't like when my food touches.
You should just get you a school tray.
That's what I told people. My uncle used to make the joke that he would, and I was like, fucking bet.
My family makes fun of me because I often end up with what they call dad's food pile.
I don't do it all the time,
but there are something I end up with this big pile of stuff. It's everything mixed together.
No, I used to have like 3 different plates.
Katie, do you eat mashed potato bowls?
Not really.
Like a bowl of mashed potatoes and other good junk.
No, I just gravy.
That's Dawson. He starts with the mashed potatoes, and then it doesn't matter what he puts on top of it.
Look, mashed potatoes are the shit. Potatoes in general, guys. Oh, it's Irish in me, but potatoes are home. I love potatoes.
Yep. Well, that's your splash of news.
All right. Well, then that's the end of the podcast as far as I'm concerned. Katie Solo, for short, our fine producer of the Radio from Hell show. Have you had a good time?
I have. have. This is, it's very cool to be on the other side of things and actually have like a video setup. This is super fancy.
For a cheers at the end here, a little splash.
Happily, this stuff is so good. Oh, a little splash.
Again, what is this?
I love your little splashes. God damn.
What is this called?
This is King's Ginger, not available in the state stores.
How much would it cost you if you could buy it?
In the 70s.
70 bucks.
Yeah, it's a nice, it's a fine product. And this is something that was established by, you know, it's intended for the Lords of London. Mm.
The Lords.
Of morning radio.
The Lords of made it morning radio.
There you go.
Boom, it comes back.
You haven't said that often, have you? Is that
on here? No, you say it every day, though.
I sort of stole that from somebody. It doesn't matter who the morning show was. They're not together anymore.
Yeah.
And they were in on the East Coast, and I think they used to. There was an announcer who used to refer to them as the gods of radio.
The gods.
The gods.
I like the Lords.
The gods of radio.
Well, to you, Katie. To much success in the future. Congratulations on your marriage and more tattoos.
You fucking bet.
Cheers. Cheers to, you know, I swear a lot, but
Slancha.
Jesus Christ.
I am a straight
the mouth on like, this girl.
When I am not on air, I'm so good at holding it on air, but the minute I'm not, my mom is kind of ashamed of me sometimes.
Listen, ask us anything. We will answer your questions if you have them. Just send them to theletsgoeatshow@gmail.com. And if you're, or you could just send us an email that says, stop what you're doing. We'll be fine with that. I'm Bill Allred, Jimmy Santangelo, our guest Katie Solo. And now we're going to hear the velvet voice, Zach Kitty. Kate, Kat.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with Jimmy Santangelo. You can contact Jimmy at www.thewineacademyofutah.com. As for Bill Allred, it might be best to just leave him alone. Comments, questions, or angry complaints to the management should be directed to the Let's Go Eat Show at gmail.com. The Let's Go Eat and Drink Show is produced by Dawson Dow. Our theme music was composed and recorded by Doug Wild. Recording facilities, as needed, are by the Visit Salt Lake Media Center at www.visitsaltlake.com. The show is a Double Plus production. I'm Zach Caton. I am also a Double Plus production. Let's go.